Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're grateful to be here on this Monday, the 10th day of August 2020. And I believe our sister Alice Marie will be facilitating today, so we're going to open up for her to speak this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Donnie. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Today is the day the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be glad and happy in this day. Everyone have a blessed week in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father, just praising you, Lord, and worshiping you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, praising and worshiping you during the bad times, the good times, Lord. Just rejoicing because of who you are, our Father, King of Kings, the great I Am. That's who you are, Almighty God, Heavenly Father. Father, we just praise you who are the creator of this earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We just praise you for Jesus Christ dying for us on the cross. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we just praise you, Lord, for our relationship with you, Lord. Oh, yes, for allowing us to be your children, Lord, and you being our Father, Lord. Oh, yes, praise you, Lord, for speaking to us, Lord, for guiding us, Lord, for providing for us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, for opening doors for us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, for closing doors that should be shut, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, for being our helper, Lord, our protector, Lord. Lord, we just praise you for the angels, Lord, hallelujah, that you have around us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you for the people that you put in our path, Lord, to help us with our walk. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, for putting us on a solid ground. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we praise you for answering prayers all around the world, Lord, for answering prayers on this line, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, the spoken ones, the unspoken prayers also, Lord. We're just giving you praise and glory. Oh, yes, Lord, for who you are, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we just praise you for healing, for killing ending this virus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, Lord, we just praise you, Lord, for the things you do for us that we're not aware of and the things we are aware of. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you for comforting those that you have comforted, no matter what the situation was, or those that's in the hospital, Heavenly Father, those that have gone on home, Lord, for protecting, for comforting their family members, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you for the unemployment check that people are getting, Lord, that they was getting, and the ones that start back up, Lord, and the stimulus check. Oh, Almighty God, there's no one like you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you for all that you doing, protecting the first responders, Lord, during this virus, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Jesus. Father God, right now we praying for those right now, Lord, for those that's going through hard times, Lord, dealing with this virus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we ask that you touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, strengthen them, Lord, heal them, Heavenly Father. Touch their family members that's suffering, of it because of what their family members are going through that have been infected with the COVID virus, COVID-19, Heavenly Father. And those that's having mental problems, Lord, those that having whatever issue in their body, Lord, in their mind, Lord, in their thoughts, Lord, we ask you to go by them, Lord, and just touch them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that got businesses, Lord, oh, touch that, you know, Lord, provide for them, Lord, that they don't, a business that they don't go under, Heavenly Father. Those that have a problem in their marriages, Lord, touch that marriage, Lord. Oh, reunite them, build them back closer, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You said, well, when you put two together, they should not be separated, Lord. So they're counting on you, Lord. If you got one, got them that's trusting in you to rebuild, restore their marriage, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, you got relationships and family members. The mother, the daughter, mother, the sons, or daughter, son, daughter. The father and the daughter, or the father and the son, Lord. Fix that family member, Lord. Rebuild these family homes, Lord. Let there be peace in it, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm coming praying not in my name, but in Jesus' name, Father. Oh, yes, Father. You said when two or more get together, there are power in that prayer, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, praying for the children that are disobedient, Lord. Oh, that's disrespectful, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those that had to go back into the school. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, protect them, Lord. Oh, yes, and the teachers and anybody that comes in contact with the school, Lord, the building. Oh, yes, and the people. Oh, yes, protect them, Heavenly Father. Oh, those that have to do school from home, Lord. Give the parents or whoever helping them get them strength, Lord, to go through this, Lord, because they're not used to this, Lord. And give the children patience, Lord. Give them a desire to want to learn while they're doing it from home, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You can make it joyful for the child because they never stay home with that school, Lord. Oh, we know you'll work it out, Lord. We ask that you work it out, Lord. And that's what you do, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, we ask that you protect the ones that travel by the highways and byways, whether they riding in their cars, in a bus, or the truck, Lord. Oh, yes, in the air, Lord. Oh, yes, protect them, Lord. Give them safe passage, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We just ask that you work miracles, Lord. Oh, and store blessings on and blessings, Lord. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we ask that you end all this crime that's going on, shootings, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Whether it's by the police or individual, one-on-one, Lord, no matter what the color is, so we all sisters and brothers in Christ, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're asking you to just restore peace upon this world, Lord, on this earth, Lord, all over the world, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. And, Lord, we're praying that, well, that new people come so they can hear the word, Lord. They can share their praise and their report, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And that they understand that how important it is to get up in the morning, Lord, and serve you before daytime, you know, Lord, that they out with you, Lord. Sacrifice your time, Lord, because you are worthy of it, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, that they understand that when they come on this line, it's not about the one on this line. It's about you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, all about you. And when praises go up, blessings come down, and we just thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have in store, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And those that have been here and left, Lord, we pray that they come back so they can really, you know, even though we pray not on this line, but how important it is to do it first thing in the morning and how powerful it is, Lord, when two or more come together. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to just touch those that's crying out to you right now that's out in the streets, Lord, or in their home or in the hospital. Those that crying out, Lord, answer their prayers, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, you know everything, Lord. We don't know who they are, but you know who they are right now, Lord. Oh, yes, we ask you to protect the little children that maybe being abused, Lord, one way or another, Lord. You need to protect them, Lord. Oh, Lord, because you people out there that hurt kids don't even know they hurt them. They might just snatch them up by their arm, Lord, and don't realize the damage that they're doing, Lord. You got some kids that are being molested, Lord. It's physical abuse intentionally, Lord. We ask you to expose all that. Stop them, Heavenly Father. Almighty God, put your hands around those kids, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, not in my name, but in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for the churches, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, a lot of churches are in need, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We ask that you bless them financially, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You got some ministers that are crooked, Lord. We ask that you change their mind, Lord. Straighten their mind out. Take their mind, Lord. Oh, yes. Bring them back to where you want them to be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Oh, yes, we pray for those out there, Lord, that's struggling, that's on drugs and want to be off of drugs, Lord. Oh, yes, we ask you, Lord, that you break the chains of addiction, Lord, no matter what kind of drug that is, Heavenly Father. Set them free, Lord, those are crying out to you to be free, Lord. Lord, you know it's not easy, but they want to, and they working on it, and they trying, and they fighting for it, Lord. Set them free, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and you got those out there that don't want to stop, Lord, but their family members been crying for them out, crying out for them, Lord, and want them to be set free from it, Lord. You can do it even though they don't want to, Lord. Even though they don't want to, Lord, when you do something, no, nobody can stop it, Lord. So we ask you to set those ones free too. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, and we ask them for protection for those people that walk in the street, Lord, don't have nowhere to go, just out there by force, Lord. A lot of people are homeless by force, Lord. Even those who are out there by choice, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Those who are out there by force, Lord, help them, Lord. Put somebody in their path so they can get shelter, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. The ones that are hungry out there, Lord. Oh, send somebody in their path, Lord, that they can be fed food, Lord. Not just earthly food, but spiritual food also, Lord. Praying for those that don't know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, that they get to know you, Lord, so they can have a chance to make it in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm praying for those that come to this line right now, Lord. They have a prayer request on their mind and their heart, Lord, and their thoughts, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. The ones that speak, that haven't even been spoken right now, Lord. You know what's laid on their heart, Lord. You know what their heart's desire and what they're praying for, Lord. I'm asking, Lord, in Jesus' name that you answer their prayer, Lord. Oh, no matter what their prayer request is, Lord. That's who you are, Father. Oh, we ask in Jesus' name that you answer each and every prayer request on everybody's mind, Lord, on their heart, Lord, and their thoughts, Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I connect this prayer and every prayer that's prayed at this hour, on this line, and all over the world, Lord. Connect the prayer with our Father who are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth and it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lord, lead us not in temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. Father, you are our everything. And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, not my name, but in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. I would like to share with y'all today about, you know, once we pray, we should start praising God for what we prayed for, believing that we receive it, standing on on the promise of God. And we should always remember that our past does not determine our future. Oh, yes, 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 what's an awful thing, that our past does not determine our future. And what I want to do right now, since praise is so important and praise moves things, God moves things when we praise. Can we all just come in right now? And I'm sure we got a lot to be praised to praise God for because we woke up this morning. Okay, and so will everybody come in and let's start praising God?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We don't have to wonder about anything. We praise you this morning because you know all things and you do all things. You work all things out for the good of those that love you, Lord God. And we pray this morning, Lord God, that people are loving you. We just want to just praise you this morning anyway. You woke us up this morning, Lord God. And we just thank you right now that we're closing our right mind, God. We just praise you anyway for the wonder working power. The power that is so wonderful for us to look up to see that you are God and you're God all by yourself. We can only imagine. We can only imagine how wonderful, how peaceful today is going to be because we put our trust in you today, right now, God. We want to bless your name today, God. We want to praise your name today. We're going to say, worthy is the Lamb of God who is so worthy to be praised. He is the one that take our prayer requests to the Father. And, Father, we thank you. There's nothing that you will withhold from us. And we thank you for that right now. We thank you for blessing us, Lord God, with help and strength this morning. In the name of Jesus. Bless those that need a financial breakthrough, Lord. Those that are affected by this pandemic, that's all of us. And we thank you right now, Lord God, as we join together today. One of four, praising your name, thanking you right now, Lord God. You know what's going on. You are in control. You control everything, and we thank you, Lord. We praise you.
Just to know you, Lord, is to love you, God, and to love you.
We intercede for people, Lord God. They're interceding for us. And we thank you right now that the eyes will be open. Their ears will be open, Lord God. And first of all, their hearts will be open to receive you. Lord, I pray today that we all abide in you so that you can abide with us. We just thank you this morning, Lord God. We praise you as we come before you, even in our secret place, Lord God. We're right here listening to your voice this morning. Being obedient right now. Father, we thank you this morning that we love you because you first loved us and we love one another. Thank you that you put us on this earth to encourage one another, Lord God. And Father, we thank you right now. I pray that people will be reminded of who you are. And Lord God, we just thank you right now that you've already begun to pull down those strongholds. You have already reversed every generational curse. You have provided more than what we need, Lord God. You know what we need before we even ask, Lord God. So we thank you this morning, Lord God. There are so many open doors, Lord God. And we thank you for the doors that needed to be opened and the doors that needed to be closed. We just thank you this morning, Lord God. We're asking for others. We're asking that you bless them and bless them indeed, Lord God. And we thank you for our children. Our children shall be blessed. Our children are taught by the Lord and graciously. And we thank you for that this morning. We thank you how you're protecting our children, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God.
Yes,
children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews, Lord God. We're thinking about you, the ones that are young, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you this morning for our elders. That include me, Lord God. We thank you for every human being on this earth right now, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, that your shepherds, your servants, your ministers, your people are going out into the highways and the byways, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you right now that they're going to tell who you are and what you can do so that your sheep won't be lost. And we just thank you right now, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you're going to hold those shepherds in high standards right now, all those leaders, Lord God. If they forget about your people, Lord God, they will, Lord God, face the consequences. So I thank you right now, Lord God, that we're not being selfish. We are not being selfish thinking about our foreign no more, Lord God. We're thinking about this entire world. this whole world, we don't even know the people. But we intercede for them. For the least, the lost, and the last. Lord God, you know, we know that you're sending your servants out. Your servants are going out into the highway, the byway. Your servants are reaching out to people, wherever they are, and telling them about the wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus. The name, the only name that can save. The only name right now, Lord God, that can save your people. Keep your people from perishing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I just thank you right now. I praise you right now. I thank you right now, Lord God. Those leaders that are studying right now, oh God, to know the truth and let the people know so the truth is set them free. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for repentance right now. We thank you, Father, that people will repent and just stop doing sinful things right now. Turn from their evil, wicked ways and honor you. And just bless your name. Just honor you. Knowing that you will make a way for all of us. No matter what, we can trust you. We don't have to trust in anything else but your word. Read his word to him. Yes, but because his word will not return unto him void. It will never. Whatever you need, you can get it from God. Whatever you ask our Father for, He will provide it for you. Nothing will He withhold from you that's good for you.
I come into the things that you have
our Father, we just thank you this morning. We have to praise you this morning. You, Lord God, you are the maker of heaven and earth. You created everything. And everything you created was good. You created day and night. Yes, Lord. The light and the darkness, God. And hallelujah, we want to thank you for it. We know this morning, Lord God, we can wake up for sure that our sons and daughters are okay. Yes, Lord, our nieces and nephews are okay. Strangers are okay. People are going to find somewhere to stay, Lord God. Hungry people are going to find something to eat right now. Helpless people are going to find help today. In the name of Jesus. Father, that's why we come before you, because we know that you work miracles and you work them so good. You are no respecter of person. And we thank you for that. Hallelujah. And you are blessing us with more than enough. And it's not about money. You are blessing us, Lord God. You're blessing
us. And us, oh God, is your life.
And,
us.
And we thank you for that blessing.
Lord our God, we praise you the more, Lord our God.
Yes, you are the Father that will not withhold any good gifts from your kids. Thank you for overflowing us right now, God. Thank you, Lord God, that people that need it will have it. Hallelujah, those that need shelter have it. Those that need clothing have it. No matter what, Lord God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that people will be mindful just to pray and to thank you, not to forget about you, but to come back and tell you thank you. Thank you before they were asked up. Thank you all during the day. Praise your name, new pastors. Just talk to you all day. Have an experience with you, God, in the name of Jesus. We just praise you for that this morning. We're interceding for everybody all over this world. In the name of Jesus, we're not selfish. We are loving on you so that you can love on us. And we thank you right now, God. This is a personal relationship. Loving you. Loving you. In the name of Jesus, as we honor you this morning. We have to honor you this morning because you are mighty and powerful. And we thank you right now, Lord God. We've already laid everything down at your feet because we know who you are.
Lord,
and we know with our faith it's impossible to please you. We have the faith and trust in you that everything is already done in Jesus' name.
Oh, God, that you would have us to speak, oh, God, and not limit you,
yes,
Lord God.
Revival, revival in the land. Revival in the hearts, Lord God. Revival in the homes, Lord. Revival in the church, Lord. Revival right now in the community, right now. In the name of Jesus.
healing
yes,
that's taking place.
Tell yourself, speak to your pastors, Lord God, your leaders, your apostles, your ministers, Lord
God,
your prophets, Lord God, your bishops, Lord God, those that are in authority, Lord God. Preach to them right now today, Lord God. They know the truth. We just thank you right now, Lord God. Let them not focus on politics or anything.
Thank
let them focus on your word,
God.
Lord God, so that your word can go forth to touch the people's heart in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
we thank you. Jesus, we thank you that you're going to the Father with our prayer request. Yes, Lord, we just thank you. We let our request be known to you this morning, God. Thank you. Our hearts and minds are clear, Lord God, and pure, because we come before you with a heart of repentance.
I thank you for giving us
before this day began. We praise your name. We thank you. We offer up thanksgiving, Lord God.
My God, my God.
Thank you, Father, for the Son, before the Son, before your day. We have to honor you today. Yes, Lord.
Have order, oh Lord God. We pray.
Thank you, God.
Lord, alone you are worthy of praise. We have to praise you.
Who you have appointed.
Yes, Lord.
Your
word says
you'll
keep us in perfect peace.
And we're going to
keep our mind stayed on you.
Yes,
Lord, we will keep our mind on you. You move heaven and earth. You parted the Red Sea. You move mountains. You do anything. Because you are magnificent. You are mighty and powerful. You're almighty. You're all powerful. Thank you that you created us from the dust of this earth. You breathe the breath of life into our nostrils. We thank you what you did for us. Yes,
Lord.
We thank you for what you did. All man is created from the dust of this earth. And we thank you for that right now. We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. You breathe life into our nostrils this morning. Yes, you did.
And
you breathe the breath of life into our nostrils. And you will never leave us nor forsake us because we're talking to
you
this morning.
Lord our God, we thank you, oh God, for our lawmakers, Lord our God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
you right now, Lord God, for people
to
stop
being
greedy and
help
and
us, oh Lord our God.
Backbiters and backstabbers, liars and sinners. I just pray this morning that people will turn from their ways. We know that we're struggling. We'll struggle with this pandemic, Lord God. But we just have to rest in you.
We
thank you for that this morning. Your word told us to rest in you. Abide in you.
Yes.
We thank you for that this morning. Cast our cares upon you. Not to worry. Oh, my God. We just thank you this morning. You will take care of us. You will provide for us. And we thank you for that this morning. We have to trust him. We just can't say it. You have to believe it. Believe it so that you can receive it in the name of Jesus. As a man thinking so busy, God, we just thinking this morning. We're thinking on good things, cheerful things. Because we know who you
are. Lord God, where we can freely praise you and
yes,
lift up
Lord,
holy hands, God, unto the righteousness of God.
Moving,
Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank
in the name
you,
of
God,
Jesus, we all come in agreement. Prayers are
power.
Yes,
Lord. For all that are called and called,
let your voice
God,
be heard this morning
God,
to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the only
God,
one that can move the mountains out of your
that.
Way, the one that
your
parted the Red Sea,
the
one that turned water into wine, that was Jesus.
God.
Jesus did it.
Teaching and preaching, oh Lord
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord, whatever God instructs his son, he's going to do it.
And
we thank you as we follow after the feet of Jesus. Follow after the footsteps of Jesus. Yes, Lord, order our footsteps today. Direct our path today,
Lord.
Have your way, Lord God, because it's going
to
be your way or no way. And let your will be done in each life this day,
Lord.
We're asking you for protection. We're asking you to touch our children, nieces, nephews, uncle, aunt, cousins, our community. We're asking that you save us all,
God.
Save us. Save our souls. The souls need to be saved. Oh, God, thank you that people are calling upon you, kneeling down, repenting, asking you for forgiveness right now, no matter what. And we thank you right now. There's no sin too big or too small. Sin is sin, and we thank you that you're forgiving people of their sin because we're interceding for them, and others are interceding for us. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the bread this morning. Thank you for the fresh morning dew. Thank you for all that you're going to do today, God. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for being in the hospital right now, in the nursing home, in the home, everywhere, Lord God. Thank you for being everywhere. Your word says that you are everywhere, and we thank you for that. Your word says you will never leave us nor forsake us, so thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. You said you pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And we thank you this morning. We thank you for our sons and daughters, those that have children, Lord God. We just bless your name for them today, God. Children are gifts, and we thank you for them. And their children, children. So we bless your name today, God. Ask you to protect those that are getting burdened, Lord God. Lord God, those that are having surgery right now, Lord God. Those that are having any kind of procedure, we thank you, Lord God.
That we are teachable, Lord God.
Birth healthy and the mom's healthy, Lord God. Direct the hands of the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, Lord God. All of Lord God, you touch every health care worker, every firefighter, every every EMT, Lord God, every paramedic, every medical assistant, every nurse, Lord God, every nurse practitioner, Lord God, every RN, every CNA, every anything, Lord God. Protect those that are out, Lord God, facing the coronavirus, Lord God. Father, we know that you can heal this land. We know, Lord God, that this pandemic will be over. We know that you can remove everything. So we thank you for that this morning as we pray and ask you to pull those strongholds down in the name of Jesus. This is a worldwide pandemic, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are everywhere and that you're hearing the cries and the prayers of your people, Lord God. Enough is enough, Lord God. When you went to the cross, you told your Father, it is done. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that whatever you're doing and whatever needs to be done, it's going to be done. In Jesus' name, yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. As we call upon your name, not for showing off, but to tell you how much we reverence you, how much we love you, how much we can shout to the top of our voices, because thank you for this day, this day that you made, and we just bless your name, and we just thank you that no harm or danger for those that we're praying for, Lord God, for their deliverance, Lord God, from alcohol, from drugs, from mental illness, from suicidal thoughts, from depression, Lord God, no matter what, Lord God, you are there. Give us all the mind of Christ today, so we'll know how to minister to people, how to speak to people, how to say things to people, Lord God. First of all, how to love people. Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We just know how you parted that Red Sea and then you closed it up. You will never let out enemies. You will never let our enemies harm us. So we thank you for that this morning. We thank you that our enemies have been defeated. Any form of enemy, Lord God, they have been defeated. That enemy of hunger and hate. We just know that you've already defeated that right now. Jesus, homelessness right now, Lord God. Congress, the senators, the presidents, they that are in authority, Lord God. Let them make right decisions towards your people. Lord God, we call out for help this morning from you because you are our only helper. Help those that need money, Lord God, financial breakthrough to pay their bills during this time, Lord God. We know there's not a famine in the land because there's money, Lord God. We pray that that money will be released to your people because they need it right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes.
And lift up our hands,
yes, Lord. Let us stop being lovers of ourselves and love one another. In the name of Jesus, let us stop being selfish and greedy and gluttony. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch the heart. Speak your heart, Lord God.
Yes, to turn, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To know that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You're the only one that can provide whatever we need.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We need you.
Wicked and
We are in need of a Savior, and we thank you. This whole world is in need of a Savior.
No
Savior, all Lord God,
which
word said
you
would that none should perish shall be lost. And we're dependent on that. I am. I thank you, Lord. I will praise your name. I can sing praises. We can just talk about you to others, how good, how great you are to each and every one of us.
Yes,
you are no respecter of persons. You will bless us all in so many different ways, Lord God.
We recognize and we pray for salvation,
yes,
oh Lord God. Lost them,
yes.
Lord God.
His saving
from
grace and mercy.
Not knowing,
His saving
those who
grace
do not
and
want
mercy.
To know, oh Lord,
yes,
our God, Israel
deliver
came
those
with
people that are
Moses
walking in darkness right now,
Lord
God.
Your voice,
deliver
oh Lord
them
God,
from drug
they
addiction,
did not
Lord
want
God,
to hear from
or
you,
whatever
Lord
they're doing, sexual immorality,
oh Lord,
Lord
our
God.
And
all that
hearts turn to you,
sinful,
oh Lord, our
sinful
God.
Liars,
up, oh Lord God.
Backbiters, Lord God,
help,
greedy people, Lord God.
Life,
oh God, I thank you right now. Oh yes, Lord,
life.
I thank you right now that people will share your love
oh,
and share
God,
with other
God,
people,
comes,
Lord God, your word,
oh, God,
and then share other things
God
if it's there to
this world,
share and
Lord
give.
God, God,
thank you this morning, Lord God, for our sons
prayer,
and daughters,
Lord,
Lord, Lord God. I thank you right now. I pray for my nieces and nephews, my cousins. I pray for my uncles and aunts. I pray for everybody relative on this phone. We come
oh,
together on one accord to pray for one another,
yes,
for
Lord
one another.
But,
and we thank you for that, that we're not selfish. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
The Father that has always given us good gifts in the name of
Jesus. And put and made alive by your Spirit.
Praise your name,
God.
Father.
We
your
will
God,
praise
hallelujah,
his name.
Praise your name.
Name.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
I pray for your God to be alive, oh God, to know you, Lord, our God. Where would we be, Lord God, without you and your living word, oh Lord God? We don't really want to know anything about that ourselves, oh Lord, our God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you for a new man daily, oh God. A new man,
you
want to
tell him thank you this morning?
A new man of God's heart.
And we will praise your holy name because you are great and mighty and powerful. Yes, we will pull down those strongholds
today. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that we love not our life unto the death, O Lord, our
yes,
God.
Lord, thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for the blood of Jesus, O Lord, God. We
hallelujah
put the blood of Jesus
thank
on
you,
the doorpost
you, Lord,
of our
God
heart,
hallelujah,
on the doorpost of our mind,
Jesus is the
and the
Savior
doorpost
of this
of
world.
Wherever we go,
yeah,
God,
hallelujah,
and wherever our shoes touch this holy ground,
hallelujah,
and our shoes are not
yes
just on our feet,
mighty
oh Lord,
and power.
Our shoes
hallelujah
are in our spirit man,
yes,
and our mind.
God.
We pray, oh Lord God,
that
you sent your word, oh Lord
hallelujah
God. We sent your word, oh Lord God, into every
hallelujah
word. And to every heart, and to every home, oh Lord, our God, that you quicken, oh Lord, our God, oh God, a new word, a new life, oh Lord God, a new way of seeing, oh Lord God, a word of light, oh Lord God, a new word of life, oh Lord, our God. We bless you, oh Lord, our God, we bless you, oh Lord, our God, for we ever, ever, always, always, and need of you, oh Lord God, every minute, every second, oh Lord God. We pray for all of these leaders, oh Lord God. We bring them, their minds and their hearts captive to the live, living word of God, oh Lord our God, that they may truly help and minister to their people, oh Lord our God. We help. We need help, oh Lord God. We need your help, oh Lord God. And we bless you, oh Lord our God, for your words, your living words, your quickening word, oh Lord God. It is your spirit that gives life, oh Lord God. Only, oh Lord God, it's your spirit that our spirit, oh God, binds with your spirit and stays, oh Lord our God. That you bind
hallelujah
us to you
thank
and to
you
one another in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And these bonds cannot
yes
be broken, will not be broken, O Lord our God.
Hallelujah.
Many may come to the knowledge of the truth that there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God. Thank you, O God.
Thank you,
God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless his heart.
Heavenly God, not as your own understanding, but acknowledge the Lord our God in all your ways. That you direct our paths, the paths of our minds, our hearts, our hands, our feet, oh God, our prayers, oh Lord God, may come from your throne, from your holy heart to our hearts and to our mouth and to our hands, oh God, that we can touch one another, oh God, with life and with care and with your word, oh God. Oh Lord, we just thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Intercede for us, oh Lord, that you intercede for us, oh Lord, our God.
Thank you, Father.
And if you intercede for us, oh Lord, our God, that
you, Father.
That we can intercede for one another and forgive, oh Lord our God, that we don't hold all these things inside of us, oh Lord our God, that damage us, oh Lord our God, that the word that comes out of our mouth may be pure, oh Lord our God, from your throne to your heart to your people, oh Lord our God, bless you, oh Lord God, the life is you, oh Lord our God, you are life itself, oh Lord, you are life itself, oh Lord our God, we bless you,
and we pray without ceasing,
oh Lord, we never cease, oh Lord our God, we're praying and looking and seeing to see things the way that you say that we see them, O Lord our God, so we see new mercies.
Have your way,
we see new things every day because you show us, O Lord. You show us in our mouth and our heart,
we surrender to you, God.
We just pour out
to you,
O Lord our God,
to your will, to your way, God. We surrender to you, God,
O Lord God, that they continually pour.
Servants, let us be renewed in us. Servants, let us be, Lord God, to go out and tell the truth, Lord God. For conviction to fall upon your people, for your people to know the truth. The truth will set them free, God. Oh, Lord God, let us live a life that's so upright that you, Lord God, that others will see the light in the name of Jesus. We cast down that double-minded spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. For every soul on this earth, we pray that prayer.
Amen, amen. Oh,
amen,
yes, Lord. But thank God for those praises. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. The word for the week of August 10th, 2020, 1 Corinthians 23 and 30. It says, as you stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We just want to thank you for the word of the week. Oh, yes, Lord. And we have to keep in mind, Lord, and we have to keep in mind with each other that what we are praying is to the Lord. So for the newcomers who might not understand, we just praise God together, you know, and we praise God together. And if, you know, it's not for us to heal each other. So if you don't hear one another, it's because we're all praying to God. So those for the newcomers that might not know exactly what's going on, when we praise, it's everybody's praising to God, you know. We're not listening to each other's prayer, but we all praising to God. So, but by that said, let's get the names of those who's on the line. And I know it might be some that don't want to mention their name, but those who will, please give your name. And if you're able to pray, say listening. And if they're listening to prayer requests today, see, every day is different. It's there, God. So you can start out with your name if you got a prayer request.
Okay, this is Darlene M. I'm listening.
I'm Mary Kendall. I'm listening. Mary Kendall. Okay, Mary Kendall, good to hear you.
Hi, this is Lola Natal. I'm listening.
Repeat that name.
This is Glenda Battle.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Cheney, listening. God bless.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Deborah, just listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Sister Linda.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, this is Belinda. I'm listening, and I just want to thank you all for that last remark you made when you said the newcomers, because a lot of people don't understand when they get on a prayer line. I thank you for saying that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for mentioning it. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Grace, I'm listening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Somebody else said something when Grace was talking.
Good morning. I'm Lois listening.
That was who?
Lois listening.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Charlotte listening.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Janice.
Janice. Good morning. Anybody else out there willing to give the name?
Darlene B., I don't know if you heard my voice earlier, but Darlene B. is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Juanita.
Good morning. Okay.
Good morning, Celestia Case here.
Good morning. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mary Kendall, would you give us a prayer, please?
Yes. Good morning to everyone. And dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for waking all of us up this morning to see another day that we've never seen before. Thanking God for protecting everyone and their families. We're asking God to protect our children, whether they go into the school or whether they go virtual. But we ask God just to open up and let everybody know that God loves us all and he will keep us in perfect peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary.
Yes.
Can I get you to pray for all the prayers that may be laid on people's heart, prayer requests that may be laid on their heart? Could I get you to do that this morning, please?
Who did you ask to do?
Oh, ma'am?
Yes, I was asking you to pray.
Do a prayer request for whatever laid on people's heart, that prayer request that they might have.
Yes, please. Father God,
thank you.
Thank you. This morning, we give you glory, we give you honor, for there is no one like you. We thank you, Father, for giving us another opportunity today to call unto you, to bring all our needs and all our request it to you, because we know you hear our prayers. Not only do you hear, but you answer our prayers. We thank you, Father, for in you we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. So this morning, Father God, we pray for every prayer request, every prayer need, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you know, Father, before we even ask, you already know what our needs are, because there is nothing hidden to you, Father. You are always present. You are an omnipresent God. So you are with us everywhere we are, Father, because you said you will never leave us nor forsake us. in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for every need and every request, those that have been spoken and those that have not been spoken. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you make every path straight, Father, that is crooked, and smoothen every path that is rough, make it smooth in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know you are a burden lifter, Father. I pray this morning that every burden be lifted, Lord, for you said to come unto you, all of us who are labor and heavy laden, so that you will give us rest. So, Father God, whatever restlessness your children have, whether it's a financial restlessness, whether it's a physical restlessness, where their bodies are not feeling well, whether it's an emotional restlessness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, where their minds are wandering and not knowing what to do, and some are trying to make major decisions in their lives. Right here, we are faced with this pandemic, and the schools are opening up. The parents are battling in their minds, in their families, trying to make a decision whether children to go to school or not. And some businesses are opening and some are closing, and some are battling in their minds, Lord, trying to make a decision what to do, how to do it, and when to do. So, Father God, I just release your Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, who is our counselor, who is our the one who give us wisdom. I just pray, Father God, that you give us wisdom, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as decisions are being made, personal decisions, family decisions, Father, cooperative decisions, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, and some are having sleepless nights because their finances are being in distress, in the mighty name of Jesus, and some are anticipating and wondering what their next meal come from, what their next bill will be paid off of. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, and silver and gold belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we still trust you, Lord. We depend on you. You have resources more than our government, Father. You have resources that surpasses even the stimulus package. It surpasses the $600 they are talking about to give us. You are our source, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We still pray, Father God, that our government, our leaders do the right thing, do the right decision, Father. However, we trust you, we depend on you, because you are our source. In the mighty name of Jesus, some have children who are not feeling well. Some have their parents whom they are caring for who are not feeling well. I just release the healing power of the blood of Jesus to heal those who are not feeling well, those who are sick. Even though, Father God, we still have thousands upon thousands of our brothers and sisters, their bodies, they are invaded and violated by this disease, COVID-19. We release the healing power of the blood of Jesus over them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for giving wisdom those who are caring for them, Father. The first responders, the nurses, people, even our law enforcement, the police force, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, everyone in their respective positions, that they do what is right, in the mighty name of Jesus. Above all, Father, I just pray, whatever the burden is, whatever the need is, that your children, we as your people, as your children, we do not get bitter toward you. We still trust you. We still love you, regardless of what is going on. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for hearing our prayers, for answering our prayers, that every need, every request has been met. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Gospel of Salafica.
And we're at the top of the hour. I'd like to turn it over to Pastor Darlene.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are just grateful for this day. Thank you, Sister Marie, for leading us in this hour of power of prayer today. We appreciate you. I appreciate everyone who joined us today. I hope that even while we were in the midst of our praises, that you reached out into the spirit realm and received what you needed. Many times we may not pray individually, but we know that the Lord tells us in his word that he inhabited the praises of Israel. If he inhabits the praises of Israel, he inhabits our praises too. And there are various places in the Bible where people went to praise the Lord, and in the midst of that praise or during that praise or after that praise, God gave them the victory. And many times I love to think about Jehoshaphat when he was about to fight three different armies, and he put the praises before the army. They praised the Lord, and then three armies, they fought each other. They destroyed themselves. So we thank God for the spirit of praise. So as we go through this day, go through this week, go through the rest of your life and praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That is the word of God. And so as we come to the top of the hour, I pray that each and every one has received something today. Even as you gave your praises to the Lord, we know that as we come together and praise him, we see things happening. And Mike, I just want to say this real quick thing. When we were here last week, I remember us asking, well, I did, ask for prayer for my brother. He has a situation that he needs clarified. There's a legal thing that needs to be done. And so it was my prayer that God will work this thing out. And he did sign the documents on Friday. So that put things in motion. And we're believing that as we go down the path that everything will work out, because he is schizophrenic, he's bipolar, he has other things going on in his life, and you just never know what you're going to get from him. So I thank you for praying for Roderick, and we give God praise for that today. So everybody blessed. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Know that God is the God of all, and we're praying that each and every one of us will continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And we say, heal today, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise. I make a declaration that we are all covered. I decree that each and every one of us is favored by God and with man, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. This is our heritage as servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, says the Lord. So go in peace, behold. And note that we are going in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you all for your support in what God is doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We keep us all in prayer. We cover each other each and every day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to
Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.